When we talk about brain baths in a little bit, this is going to become important because your brain gets a bath regularly and it needs a scrubbing. But if it can't get in and clean out those toxins, this is a problem. When we get bad fats around the edges of the cells, then nutrients can't get in and toxins can't get out. You with me? So when we eat good fats, the purple layer is good. When we eat bad fats, the purple layer almost molds together and it's like wax. And then there's bad oils as they're heated up, they melt together and they don't allow the permeability that is needed as if they were all individual, you can permeate down through these properly. So what are we gonna look out for? Well, the top ones are vegetable oils and seed oils. The damage to the brain. Like, look at this, I just started grabbing studies. Like, there's no shortage of research on this one. No one's hardly talking about it. It is devastating. So this topped my list. If you don't want your brain to be on fire, then we've got to get vegetable oils and seed oils out. Fat to forget, trans fat consumption and memory. Greater DTFA consumption showed an adverse relation to word recall performance in adults aged 45 or less. Like, you can't recall your words because of these bad fats. The omega-6 to omega-3 ratio. With these omega-6s, this is linoleic acid, this is vegetable oils, right? There's healthy forms of omega-6, but a lot of them are the toxic forms. And so it creates mood disorders in young people. Like, effect of various intake levels of soybean oil on blood glucose and inflammation in the brains. Home use of vegetable oil markers of systemic inflammation, endothelial dysfunction among women. The omega-6 to 3 ratio. Too many bad fats, not enough good fats. And dementia and cognitive decline. Big review. Effect of canola oil consumption on memory, synapse, and neuropathology in triple mice, this model was, for Alzheimer's disease. So study after study after study after study that we're starting to understand this. That's why you're seeing some of the animal studies first, but we're starting to understand this with humans. Canola, soybean, vegetables, anything high in omega-6s, bad news for the brain. That brain is on fire. For every 2% increase in calories from trans fats, your risk of heart disease is nearly doubled. Big study. Eating too much of the bad fats, wrong fats, healthy fats, very good. Wrong fats, not good, because seed oils, their first seeds are gathered, okay? Soy, corn, cotton, safflower, rapeseed, that's a canola, okay? Next, they're heated to extreme temperatures. So it causes the unsaturated fatty acids in the seeds to oxidize. Oxidation is what I'm talking about right here. When these fats get oxidized, they're like wax. They melt and mold together. So again, we lose the permeability. So the nutrients can't get in, the bad stuff can't get out. Nutrients can't get in, bad stuff can't get out, okay? Then it creates byproducts that are harmful to human and animal health. Step three, the seeds are then processed with petroleum-based solvents like hexane to maximize the amount of oil extracted from them. This is a big problem. We're using petroleum to process these seed oils like canola, like soybean. Then industrial seed oil manufacturers use chemicals to deodorize it because it stinks so bad. When you're using hexane and petroleum-based solvents to extract, they have to deodorize it or you would never eat it. But those are harmful to health. And then finally, more chemicals are added for the color to make it look, right, more like olive oil, more like yellow oil in our brain, more like butter. So these seed oils, the process of them, very toxic.